Hello, this is David Mahegan. Over the last 30 years, Lois Lowry of Cambridge has become a figure of greatness in the world of children's literature. Twice winner of the coveted Newbery Medal for her novels Number of the Stars and The Giver, she has written many books that have won for her a worldwide following. The Giver, translated into many languages, has sold more than 7 million copies since it was published in 1993. Lowry's new book, The Willoughbys, is a comic riff on the themes of many great books beloved by young people in the past. Jane Eyre, Heidi, the Bobbsey twins, Anne of Green Gables, and The Secret Garden. In the passage you're about to hear, read by the author, we meet Commander Melonoff, a solitary tycoon who lives in squalor, out of mourning for his lost wife and son.
Let us turn our attention now to a mansion some distance away from the Willoughbys' tall, thin house. This is the Melonoff mansion, on the porch of which the Willoughby children had not long ago left a baby in a basket. Mr. Melonoff, called Commander Melonoff for no particular reason except that he liked the sound of it, lived in squalor. Squalor is a situation in which there is moldy food in the refrigerator, mouse droppings are everywhere, the waste baskets are overflowing because they have not been emptied in weeks, and the washing machine stopped working months before, wet clothes within becoming moldy, but a repairman has never been summoned. There is a very bad smell to squalor. Squalor has nothing to do with money. Squalor happens when people are sad, and Commander Melonoff was very sad. He had made a vast fortune by manufacturing candy bars. His factory still existed, and the money kept coming in because people bought his hugely successful confections by the millions, but Commander Melonoff never went to his office anymore. He stayed in his squalorous mansion, where he moped and sulked. He scowled as he ate his stale toast each morning, and he whimpered into his unheated canned soup at lunch. Each evening he dropped tears onto the pizza that was delivered to his porch by prearrangement, and each night he went to bed between his unwashed sheets and sobbed into his stained pillow. His mustache, once bristly and important-looking, was now dingy from grime and stiff from dried-up nose drippings. He was sad because he had lost his wife. He had not actually been very fond of her, but it was sad, nonetheless, to be wifeless. She had been a dull but tidy and meticulous lady who had kept the house in perfect, almost too perfect, order. The commander's true, deep, unending sadness was because he had lost his only child, a small boy, while mother and son had been enjoying without him what had promised to be a lovely holiday. Their private railroad car had been buried by an avalanche near an alpine village 6 years before, and crews of workers had been digging ever since through the towering piles of snow, but had not yet uncovered the wreckage. For a long time, Commander Melonoff had received a daily message about the progress of the search. 7 inches today, but a blizzard has halted operations for the time being, one message had reported. Only 2 inches uncovered today due to fog and several unfriendly mountain goats, said another. The messages had come daily for a long time, and then less frequently, but even now, after 6 years, were still slipped occasionally through the mail slot in his front door. He had stopped reading them years before. Each morning that a piece of mail with a Swiss postage stamp arrived, he whimpered, picked it up, and added it unopened to the stack in the corner that had now reached an alarming height and had in places been shredded by mice making nests. Sometimes he looked mournfully at the stack and realized that his meticulous wife, had she not been lost in such a tragic way, would have sorted it, arranged it alphabetically, filed it by date and size, and perhaps even by the color of the stamp. It made him nostalgic to think about how organized he found he could not recall her name, had been. But enough about sadness. Something had happened, and now Commander Melonoff's life, surprisingly, was about to change.